طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن والاه وبعد. الحمد لله إن شاء الله. This is our fifth session from الجزء الثاني, the second book from Medina course. And before we go to the new lesson that we hope to take today, that is lesson number three, before we do that, we can review quickly some of the points that we took last week and read through the exercises that we didn't do in the class last week that we should have done for homework. That is exercises number 6 and 7 and 8. Now, so let's start by reviewing first, you know, what we covered in the previous lesson, in lesson number 2. But even before that, I guess, let me just make a note. Naam. Oh, I need the speaker. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, let me just remind us that we had some homework assignments, right? I think part of the homework assignment was to write out the exercises that we did orally in the class last week. The exercises that we did last week in the class was 1 through 5. Hopefully you wrote them out, practice your writing, and to go over the exercises again to reinforce whatever we covered in those exercises. We also were supposed to memorize the 10 forms of lesa, the verb lesa. What are the endings that come on the end of it, like lesa, leset, how it changes, lestu, lesna, and so on. And then we should have completed the remaining exercises that we didn't do in the class last week. That is exercises 6, 7, and 8 from lesson 2. And always we should be reviewing and listening to audio files. And hopefully, if we did all of that, then we had a chance also to look at the key to the new lesson, lesson number 3, on pages 8 through 12, especially the vocabulary on page 12 and the grammatical points. Point number 1, particularly, which is on page 8, and point number 4, which is on page 9 through 11. The reason why I said point number 1 and point number 4 is because there are 8 points in the key, walaikum salam, that are mentioned in this chapter, lesson number 3. There are 8 points. 2 of them are extremely important, and 5 of them are secondary points that are not very difficult, and 1 is just a note. That is not really, doesn't require any work. It's just a note that they make a grammatical point. So these 2 points, point number 1 and point number 4, dealing with comparative and superlative degrees of the adjective and dealing with the compound numbers, these are very, very important. And I hope that you had a chance to read them before you came to class today or during the week, so that this would not be brand new to you. Before we read the key to lesson number 3, inshallah, let's just review what we took in the last class and complete the exercises that are remaining. Okay, so for review, if somebody can help us, help me to remember what we covered in the last class, or in the last classes from lesson number 2. What were we dealing with? What's the topic? Anybody remember? Yes. Lesa. Okay, one of the things that we dealt with is this verb lesa. And what does lesa mean? Not. It is not. It's negation, right? Okay, so tell us anything that you know about lesa. What can we say about it? What do you remember from what we covered with it? How does it work? What does it do if you have a sentence? For example, you have... You have a sentence like this: Al mudarrisu. Jayyidun. Al mudarrisu jayyidun, right? That's a sentence. Al mudarris in this sentence is called what? Mudarris in this sentence, al mudarrisu jayyidun. And jayyidun is what? Naam. Or we can say al-qabr. Al-mubtada'u al-qabr. Okay, now that we have a sentence, now tell me, laysa. If we use laysa in this sentence, what has to happen to it? It's going to affect the khabar in what way? Okay, if we use laysa, then we can use it with the preposition, right? And the preposition will be added to the khabar, right? And it will make the khabar, will change it from being marfu'un to what? Majrurun. Okay, so how would this sentence read now? If we use laysa? How will it read? Somebody read it. Okay, laysa al-mudarrisu bijayyidin. What if we didn't use this preposition here? Right? With no preposition. Suppose we had laysa. Same sentence. Al-mudarris jayyid. No preposition. How would this sentence read now? Abu Bakr. He said, "Laysa al-mudarrisi Laysa al-mudarrisi jayyidun." Okay, how do we get kasra here? How do we get kasra here? Because of laysa? Does laysa make a noun become majrur?
No, mansoob.
What does it make become mansoob? Okay, let's go back. Okay, this is why review is very important. It's very important. The first thing is, the first thing you should keep in mind is that laysa, it, when it is used with a jumla ismiya, the first thing is that the mubtada is no longer called a mubtada. It's called what? It's called ism laysa. That's the first thing. It's called ism laysa. And the khabar now is called what? Khabru laysa. Okay, that's the first thing. Second thing is that laysa, when it's used on a sentence that has a mubtada and a khabar, which both are marfu'un, the ism laysa remains marfu'un. And the khabru laysa becomes mansoob. Unless we use the harf jar ba, then the ba will make it majrur. Okay? So this sentence, if we don't have a harf jar here, then it becomes laysa al-mudarrisu jayyidan. Okay, the rule for laysa is that the mubtada, which becomes ism laysa, remains marfu'un. The ism laysa is marfu'un. But the khabaru laysa is mansoob. This rule is the opposite of what? It's the aks, the opposite of inna. It's the opposite of inna. Remember we had inna first, and we said that inna makes the mubtada, which becomes ism inna, it makes it mansoob. And the khabaru inna remains marfu'un. So laysa is the opposite. It makes the khabar mansoob. And the ism laysa remains marfu'un. This is something you have to keep in your mind. How inna works, how laysa works. Because this is going to come back to us again and again and again. Because remember, inna has akhawat, sisters, that act the same way. That make the mubtada mansub and make the khabar marfu'un. So just like inna, you have anna, and you have ka'anna, and you have la'alla and later. Okay, you have more particles that act the same way as inna. So you have to remember the rule of inna. Inna makes a mubtada. Inna makes a mubtada mansub. Laysa does the opposite. It makes the khabar. Makes the khabar mansub. Okay, please keep this in mind. Because as we go, we're going to see laysa also has akhwat. They act the same way. And you have to remember this rule. You have a mubtada and a khabar. If you use inna, it changes the mubtada from marfu'un to mansub. Laysa changes the khabar from marfu'un to mansub. Okay? So this is just a summary of the issue. We also talked about when the mubtada and khabar come out of order. Didn't we talk about that? When the mubtada and the khabar comes out of order. What do we mean? We mean that the general rule is that the mubtada in a sentence always comes first. The mubtada always comes first. That's why it's called mubtada, right? It's called mubtada because it comes first in the sentence. And the khabar usually comes second. The khabar comes second. But sometimes they are reversed in order. The mubtada, instead of coming first, will be delayed and come second. And the khabar, instead of coming second, it will be advanced. It will come up here first, and this mubtada will come back here. It will be delayed and come second. Okay? When we do that, we said this is called the mubtada muakhar. Mubtada muakhar. And the khabar muqaddam. And the khabar muqaddam. Okay, khabar muqaddam means it's advanced, coming first. And mubtada muakhar means it's delayed, it's coming second, instead of in its place. When that happens, then if you use inna in this sentence, if you use inna in the sentence where the mubtada is delayed, then inna, right? Inna, it makes the mubtada mansub. But instead of the mubtada being the first word coming after inna, it's going to be the end of the sentence. So you have to pay attention to that. And the same thing with laysa. If you use laysa on a sentence, laysa makes the khabar mansub. But instead of the khabar being on the end of the sentence, it's muqaddam, it's going to come in the beginning. So we also talked about that. What is that? We talked about paying attention and making sure that we don't make the wrong word mansub. With inna, we have to make the ism inna mansub. But the ism inna may not come after inna. It may be delayed and come later. And likewise, laysa, the same thing. Laysa makes the khabar mansub. But the khabar may not come at the end. It may come in the beginning, advanced, in front of its place, muqaddam. So we have to pay attention to that. This is one of the exercises that we had at the end of lesson number 2 that we did not do in class last week. But you were assigned to do it for homework, and we're going to do it orally today, inshallah. So I'm reminding you of this. Pay attention. When, and this is the last point I want to mention here in our review, when will the mubtada be delayed, muakhar, and the khabar advance, muqaddam? When does this happen? There are two conditions. Now,
When the ism is nakira, and it's followed by a prepositional clause.
When the ism, inna, is nakira,
yeah.
And followed by a prepositional clause. Okay, instead of saying ism inna, we should say when the mubtada is nakira. Because it might not be ism inna, it might be ism laysa, it might be something else. But when the mubtada is nakira, okay, whenever you have a mubtada, that is nakira. And when the khabar is a shibh, jumla. Shibu jumla. Okay, if the khabar is a shibh jumla and the mubtada is nakira, meaning it's not ma'rifa, it's not definite, it's indefinite. And what do we mean by shibh jumla? What do we mean, shibh jumla? What does that mean? What is a shibh jumla? Okay, a preposition. A preposition and a noun that's connected to it, okay? There are two types of shibh jumla. One is jaa wal majroor, preposition with the noun that's connected to it. And the other one is dharf, makan or zaman. Like you say, tahta as-sayyarati, underneath the car. That's a shibh jumla. Min al-bayti, jaa wal majroor, that's a shibh jumla. Okay, so when you have a shibh jumla as a khabar, and the mubtada is not ma'rifa, it's not definite, it's nakira, indefinite, then the order of the mubtada and khabar will be reversed. And when the order is reversed, you have to pay attention, because if you use inna or you use laysa or something that affects the mubtada and khabar, you got to make sure that it affects the right one. If they're out of order, you may get confused. You have to pay attention. Okay, this is what we talked about in the last class. And the exercises that are remaining, we'll deal with this. Inshallah, we'll do the exercises right now, orally. And inshallah, you should write them. If you didn't write them yet, you should have written them already for homework. But if you didn't write them yet, write them later when you go home or wherever. But we're going to do them right now in class, okay? So, we're in lesson number 2, the end of lesson number 2, the last couple of exercises. On page 16, exercise number 6. That was what we had reached last week. We did the exercises 1 through 5, and today we're going to do number 6, okay? The first exercise that we want to do on page 16, exercise number 6, says, أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية بالنفي مستعملا ليس. Answer the following questions in the negative, with negation, نفي, بالنفي. Huh? All these questions, the answer should be no, it is not. Using ليس. طيب. Okay. I'm going to read the question, somebody give me the answer. Number 1. أَمُهَنْدِسٌ أَبُوكَ؟ نعم.
أبي ليس مهندس مهندس.
Okay. Start with first, أَمُهَنْدِسٌ أَبُوكَ؟ Okay. That's a question, and you want to answer in the negative, right? So the first thing you're going to say is what? La, first. La. Amuhandisun abuka, is your father an engineer? La. La, he is not a muhandis. Okay? I mean, if you said without saying la, okay, it would be clear, no problem. But actually, if somebody asks you, is this such and such and so on, so you should say yes. It is, no, it is not. That is a complete answer. Yes, it is, he is, they are, or no, they are not. Alright? So, with that, give us the answer again.
Okay, so
أَمُهَنْدِسٌ أَبُوكَ؟ لَا. All these questions are going to be in the negative, right? لَا. And then give us the answer.
Okay, so now I don't have to put أَبِي there then.
You have to put أَبِي, نعم.
Okay, so
you should put أَبِي, نعم. Okay. If you put Abi, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it majroor? Abu is marfoon, right? Mm-hmm. And Abi is majroor. Why is it? Why are you making it majroor?
I said B,
Muhammad.
That's what I meant to say. I got it really.
Okay. You can say La.
Mm-hmm.
You can say Abi, or you can say Huwa. Laysa bi Muhandisin.
Bi
Muhandisin.
That's right.
Fine. Anybody else have a different answer? Anybody else have a different answer? Naam, Abu Bakr. طيب لا أبي ليس بمهندس نعم you can say that or you can say لا هو ليس بمهندس you can say هو ليس but if you put the pronoun first it's more proper to say هو ليس بمهندس
that's مهندس though right هو because is ليس related to him
نعم it is related to him
yeah.
but this is the format that we have been using in the book using the pronoun with ليس Okay, if you said Abi, it's good. I mean, if you said Abu, La, Abi, oh yeah, Abi, Laysa bi Muhandisin, you can say that. But if you say, if you use the pronoun, this is the format that we have been using, okay. using the pronoun.
Okay.
La huwa Laysa bi Muhandisin. Okay, second question. Amudarrisatun ummuka? Amudarrisatun ummuka? مدرسة لا هي ليست ولا أمي ليست بمدرسة طيب طيب number three الطلاب إخوتك الطلاب إخوتك نعم
لا طلاب ليسوا بإخوة لا طلاب ليسوا إخوتك
Listen what the question is. The question is أطلاب إخوتك What does that mean?
Are the students
No.
Are your brothers
students? So you want to say no My brothers are not students, or no, they are not students. Huh? You don't want to say negate, you want to say, you're talking about the brothers are not students, not the students are not brothers. Okay? So the question, أَتُلَّابٌ إِخْوَتُكَ? The answer is, no, إِخْوَتِي وَهُمْ لَيْسُ. نعم. بِتُلَابٍ نعم نعم نعم
So you saying on that question you saying on that one you said you can say لا إخوة
You could say لا إخوتي or if you use the pronoun which is the form that we've been using in the previous exercise you would say لا هم
okay.
meaning هو إخوتي هم ليسوا that's the plural form masculine plural right third person هم ليسوا بِتُلَابٍ لا هم ليسوا بطلاب. If you didn't use the pronoun, you could use the original noun, right? Which is إخوتي. لا إخوتي ليسوا بطلاب. نعم. بطلاب. نعم. As I said before, right? If you are asked a question that requires a yes or no answer, the first part of the answer should be yes or no. And then you complete the answer, whatever you want to say. You say, la, and then whatever you want to say. Or naam, and then whatever you want to say. So you, more properly, you should say la. And all of these questions should be la first. Because all these questions, the exercise say answer them in the negation. Bin nafi. So you should say la, and then use Yani the noun that's used in the question or replace it with a pronoun which is better because that's the format that we have been using the pronoun. Okay, so in this particular case, the answer could have been either way, but لا هم ليسوا or لا إخوتي ليسوا بطلاب. نعم, نعم, you should put لا, نعم. Okay, number four. الممرضات أخواتك أممرضات أخواتك نعم
لا هن ليسوا
هن لسنا
هن
لسنا
لسنا B. What's the word again?
ممرضات.
هن لسنا بممرضات.
نعم. لا هن لسنا بممرضات. لا هن. That's the feminine plural for third person, right? هي هن. لا هن لسنا. هن لسنا. هم ليسوا. هن لسنا بممرضات. طيب. طيب. Number five. أمدرس أنت؟ أمدرس أنت؟ Who didn't do one yet? صلاح الدين. نعم.
لست بمدرس.
He said لا لست بمدرس. Any other answer anybody else had? نعم.
لا أنا لست
بمدرس. طيب. لا أنا لست بمدرس. The pronoun أنا is in agreement with what? لست. لا أنا لست ولا لست بمدرس. نعم. Number six. أجدد أنتم. أجدد أنتم. عليكم السلام. نعم. You got your hand up back there?
Yes.
Go ahead. طيب, listen to the question again. أجدد أنتم. Somebody is talking to you. أنتم is second person masculine plural. It means somebody is talking to you. When somebody is talking to you, asking you something, you will say I or we. Talking about yourself. Because they're talking to you. Now you're answering. You're answering from the first person. But it's in plural. أنتم. Okay. لا لسنا بجدد. Why are we saying lesna instead of lestum? Because if somebody said, are you all, and then you said, you all. Are you all Muslims? And then your answer was, you all are Muslims. They're not asking you about themselves, they're asking about you. So if somebody asks you about yourself, you have to answer in the first person. Somebody's talking directly to you, you have to answer in the first person. Ana or nahnu? Ajududun antum? La. Lesna. Nahnu. Lesna. Bijududin. Nahnu. Lesna. And note that lasna is with fatah alif, long, elongating. Because lasna, without elongation, is what? Is the form for feminine, third person plural. Hunna lasna. As far as lasna, that means nahnu. Nahnu lasna. Bijududun. Naam. Taib, number seven. Ajadidatun sayyaratuka. Ajadidatun sayyaratuka. نعم. Come back to موسى. نعم.
What's the question again?
أجديدة سيارتك؟
لا هي ليست بجديد.
That's good, almost. Just try it. Look at one more time. You just almost just slight part. أجديدة سيارتك؟
ليست
لا هي ليست
بجديدة
والترمبوتة بجديدة لا هي ليست بجديدة because ليس as هو ليست هي. طيب, question number seven. يوجه المدرس إلى كل من الطلاب أسئلة يكون جوابها بالنفي ويرد عليها الطالب مستعملا لست. Okay, the first of all instruction, يوجه المدرس. This means that the teacher will do what? يوجه. وجه يوجه means to direct. To direct. Right? إلى كل من الطلاب. Huh? What does that mean? To each one of the students. يوجه المدرس إلى كل, each one. من الطلاب, each one of the students. أسئلة, meaning questions. يكون جوابها بالنفي. جوابها, the answers to those questions will be يكون جوابها بالنفي, in negation. يعني the answer has to be negation, not, it's not so. ويرد عليها الطالب. What does that mean? يرد عليها الطالب. The student will answer. رد يرد. He will answer. The student will answer to those questions. مستعملا, using لست, meaning in the first person. أنا لست. For example, like similar to what? أمن أمريكا أنت? That was a type of question. أمن أمريكا أنت? Or أمتزوج أنت? أمريض أنت? أمهندس أنت? These are the type of questions that he means to be used. Okay? So like if somebody said to you, for example, نعم, over here. If somebody said to you, for example, who was the volunteer? نعم يا موسى, أمتزوج أنت؟
لا, أنا لست بمتزوج.
He said, لا, أنا لست بمتزوج. I don't want to ask you that question, Aki, because you got to answer the negation.
Yes, yes.
And we don't want you to say, no, I'm not married. That would be dangerous. So we'll give you another question. يا عبد الكريم, أمن السودان أنت؟
لا, لست من السودان.
طيب, لا, لست من السودان. نعم. طيب, يا مصطفى, أمريض أنت؟
لا, أنا لست بمريض.
جيد, لا, أنا لست بمريض. نعم. يا صلاح الدين, I don't know if you're a مهندس or not, you could be a مهندس. يا صلاح الدين, مهندس أنت؟
لا, لست بمهندس.
He said, لا, لست بمهندس. نعم, يا أبو بكر, أغني أنت؟
نعم,
you gotta answer no, أخي. It has to be بالنفي. بالنفي, مستعملا ليس, لست. أغني أنت؟
لا, لست
بغني. And so on. The purpose of this exercise is to use ليس, but especially to use it in the first person. Okay, when you're speaking about yourself, how you use ليس in the first person. Okay, the last exercise, before we go into the new lesson, is the exercise that you have to really pay attention to, because this is exercise what? Where we have a jumla ismiya, and the mubtada is muakhar, and the khabar is muqaddam. Huh? Therefore, when you use inna, inna makes ism inna what? Marfoon or majroorun? Huh? I said, listen up, pay attention, don't sleep on us now, okay? This is the time you have to pay attention, focus right now. Okay, we said that we have an exercise here, where we have the mubtada that is muakhar, and the khabar that is muqaddam. And inna makes the mubtada, majroorun or marfoon. Who said that? Jazakallah khair. Mansoob. Now we know you're not sleeping. Ism makes the mubtada mansoobun. Mansoobun. Problem is here, the mubtada is not going to come first, right? Because muakhar. That means it's going to come second. And what's going to be first after inna? It's going to be the khabar. Muqaddam. Okay, so pay attention. What are you going to make mansoob? You're going to make the mubtada, but the mubtada is going to what? Be muakhar. So don't make the first thing you see mansoob, huh? That's it. Simple exercise, alright? يلا بسم الله. Instructions. اقرأ المثال. Meaning? Read the example. ثم أدخل إن على الجمل الآتية. Then enter upon the following sentences. إن. Use إن in the following sentences. Okay, look at the example first. لي ثلاث أخوات. أصله, the origin of this sentence originally should be what? ثلاث أخوات لي. But why is the order reversed? From ثلاث أخوات لي. Why is it reversed?
Because of the nakira and
the... What about the nakira and the what? What about it? Now, why is the mubtada and the khabar, which originally should be ثلاث أخوات لي, why is it changed to لي ثلاث أخوات? Why? Why are we reversing the order of the sentence? What about Shibu Jumla? He said something about Nakira, you said something about Shibu Jumla. What about it? It is delayed. Why is it delayed? That's what the question is. Why is the Mubtada delayed? Now. Ma'rifa? What about Ma'rifa? He said something about Nakira, you said something about Ma'rifa, he said something about Shibu Jumla, mashallah. All these answers are on track, but not complete. Now, help us with a complete answer.
When the
Mubtada
is Nakira,
and the Khabar is a Shibu Jumla, the order is reversed. That's the answer. Mubtada is Nakira. It's not Ma'rifa, it's Nakira. If you have a Mubtada that's Nakira, and the Khabar is a Shibu Jumla, Mubtada is going to be what? مبتدا مؤخر and the خبر مقدم. طيب okay, let's do this exercise. Okay, let's look at the example first. لي ثلاث أخوات. If we use إن, we say إن لي ثلاث أخوات. What happened in this sentence when we use إن? What happened? What changed here? The مبتدا became منصوب, changed from ضم إلى فتح. Huh? The khabar remained the same. Tayyib. And in this sentence, akhawatin, what is it? What is the i'rab of akhawatin in the sentence? Is it the mubtada or the khabar or what?
It's the khabar.
It's the khabar? Akhawatin. Wake up, brothers.
It's the mubtada.
Tayyib. Okay. I'm going to give you the question one more time. We'll try to make it a little bit more clear. We have a sentence here. Inna li thalatha. Fatta mansub akhawatin. What is akhawatin in this sentence?
It's a
not?
Nope.
Huh? Mudaf ilay. Look, li is the khabar, right? Shibha jumla. Thalatha is what? The mubtada. منصوب. And أخواتن is مضاف إليه, مجرور. أخواتن is مضاف إليه. It's مضاف مضاف إليه. ثلاثة أخواتن. Didn't we learn that the numbers from 3 to 10 are always in إضافة?
Yeah.
What number is that? 3? No. The numbers from 3 to 10 are always in إضافة. Huh? It's always in إضافة. And the مضاف إليه, the معدود, is always plural مجرور. أخواتن. أخواتن is the plural of what? Akha, mashallah. What do you say about that, Talib? Should we get the asa? Ukht, ukht, ukht. What's the plural of akh? Ikhwa. Ikhwa, or? Akhawat. Akhawat? Plural of akh? Yeah, akhi. Ikhwan. The plural of akh is ikhwa or ikhwan. Akhawat is the plural of ukht. Yalla, bismillah. Okay, first one. First one. I'm going to read the sentence. You use inna. Fil fasli khamsatu tullabin jududin. Naam, who wants it? Naam, Mustafa.
Inna fil fasli.
خمسة طلاب جدد.
أحسنت ما شاء الله. إن في الفصل خمسة طلاب جدد. اثنان. Number two. لنا نعم. You got something else?
You
want to shoot at number two. Five, just don't shoot in this direction. Number two. لنا مدرس جيد. نعم.
Okay. أنا لنا مدرس مدرسان جيدان.
طيب. With a شد on the yeah.
Yeah. جيدان.
نعم جيدا شد شد هنا هي الشدة ها إن لنا مدرسا جيدا طيب جيدا why is it منسوب with فتح جيدا why is it منسوب
because it's a
نعت because it's a نعت نعم and the نعت has to agree with the منعوت right مدرسا جيدا
طيب جدا
It's different. Jiddan. Does Jiddan have a ya with shadda? No. It's different. What does Jiddan mean?
Very.
And what does Jayidan mean?
Good.
Good. Jayid. Good. طيب ثلاثة. في جيبي مئة تو. With ضمة. في جيبي مئة تو ريال. نعم. موسى.
إن في جيبي مئة ريال.
أحسنت. إن في جيبي مئة ريال وفتة مئة why is it مئة
هذا إن
what about إن it's the اسم إن the مبتدا became اسم إن so became منسوب وفتة طيب أربعة في الهندي أنهار كثيرة في الهندي أنهار كثيرة who wants it نعم صلاح الدين
أنهار كثيرة.
طيب read it one more time first just so we can hear you clearly.
إن في الهندي أنهار كثيرة.
جيد. إن في الهندي في الهندي أنهار كثيرة. طيب why is كثيرة منسوب؟ Why is كثيرة منسوب? Because not, not in منعوت. It's simple. Come on, yalla. Okay, this is a hard question. Why is كثيرة مؤنث? Why is it feminine?
أنهار is feminine.
أنهار is feminine.
نهر.
أنهار is the plural of what?
نهر.
نهر. نهر is feminine. No, Nahrun is masculine. So why is Kathira feminine?
Country.
Huh?
It's referring to a country.
No, Anhar is not referring to a country. What is the meaning of Anhar?
India.
No, Kathira is not referring to India. It's a not describing Anhar.
Rivers.
So why is Anhar masculine and Kathira feminine? Huh? Yes, Salahuddin. Nam, plural of inanimate objects is referred to by feminine singular. Huh? Yes, Rabbi, you should see the people behind you, the way they're shaking their heads. Good. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. This is the benefit of doing the exercises and reviewing them carefully. Type number five. Laka, barqiyatun. في مكتب البريد نعم لك بقية برقية في مكتب البريد somebody نعم go ahead عبد الكريم
لك إن لك بريدة
برقية
بقية في المكتب
نعم إن لك برقية ها why is برقية منسوب اسم إن. إن لك برقية في مكتب البريد. ستة. لي ألف دولار في المصرف. لي ألف دولار في المصرف أو مصرفي. نعم.
إن لي ألف دولار في المصرف.
إن لي ألف دولار في المصرف. What does that mean?
I have
$1,000 in the bank. I hope it's not in an interest-bearing account. نعم. طيب الكلمات الجديدة لقاء جيد جيب. Any of these words somebody don't know? نهر أنهار برقية برقيات مصرف مصارف مكتب البريد. What's the meaning of جيب؟ جمع
pocket.
And its plural is what?
جيوب.
طيب. Okay, in any case, what we covered in this lesson is what we reviewed today before we started the class. I mean, before we started in the beginning of the class. And everything that's in this lesson definitely requires review. So let us not go on to the new lesson without reviewing the old lessons. Please review Inna. Please review Laysa. Please review the Mubtada and Khabar when they change positions. And what happens when you use Laysa and Inna upon them when they're changing positions with a Shibha Jumla and a Mubtada that's Nakira. Please review that, review the vocabulary, and be in constant review so that we don't forget. Now, في الهندي أنهار كثيرة.
أها.
Plural. Yeah. What did you say?
Inanimate
objects. Plural of inanimate objects. غير عاقل. Other than يعني things that are inanimate. If we have a plural for those things. Though that thing originally is masculine, but the plural form of it, in the singular form, we refer to it by masculine adjective and masculine pronoun and masculine verb form in singular. But in the plural for inanimate things, non-human, right, we refer to it by feminine singular pronoun, feminine singular verb form. Feminine singular adjective. We use it as though it is feminine singular. So for example, you have kitab, right? Kitab is masculine. So you say kitabun jadidun. But if you say kutub, kutub is plural and it's inanimate. The book is inanimate. Okay, a thing. So when you refer to the kutub, even though kitab is masculine, if we want to describe it, we say kutubun what? Jadidatun, feminine singular. Okay, this, well, it's not reversed, but we refer to all plurals for inanimate things, غير عاقل. We refer to plurals of them, whether they are masculine or feminine. The plural for inanimate things are all referred to by feminine singular. Whether it's an adjective describing it, a pronoun referring back to it, or a verb form, that thing is the fa'il, the one doing the action of that verb, the verb form that we will use for it is feminine singular. As though that thing is feminine and as though that is singular. Even though it's plural of a masculine thing. It could be plural of a masculine thing or plural of a feminine thing. But if it's inanimate, inanimate plurals are referred to by feminine singular. Okay, we had this in lesson
13.
No, 13 was broken plurals. We had that a little bit later.
Yeah,
a few more lessons after that, inshallah. If you go back to book one. Okay, غير عاقل, نعم. Okay, plurals for غير عاقل are referred to by feminine singular. نعم. Okay, Now, we look at the key for lesson number 3. We want to go to lesson number 3. We'll look at the key, which I hope you have already read. The key. You looked at the vocabulary. You read the grammatical points. And you should have read the Arabic text, the dialogue in the beginning of chapter 3 in the Arabic part of the book. In any case, if you haven't, please get busy these days. As far as the key, there are 8 points mentioned here. Okay, I'm going to skip around a little bit. Just for my own benefit. Okay, I'm going to start with point number 5 on page 11 in the English key. I'm going to start with point number 5 on page 11 of the English key. Point number 5. Okay, what does point number 5 say in the English key in the back of the book? The ordinal numbers. Ordinal numbers. These are al-adad al-tartibi. Al-adad al-tartibi. That means the number which refers to the order of something. The first, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth. Okay? As opposed to the cardinal numbers, which are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. These numbers are what? The first in order. The second, the third. They are called ordinal numbers. In Arabic, they are called tartibi. Al-adad al-adad al-tartibi. It's called what? Al-adad العدد الترتيبي ترتيبي العدد الترتيبي. That means ordinal numbers. Okay, this is the first point that we want to mention. There's not much to it. Doesn't require a lot of explanation. These numbers basically follow a pattern that's called a wazn. Okay? It's a wazn, right? This wazn. What is the wazn for these numbers? It is 5. Huh? Like, for example, the number 3, right? Thalatha. Or thalathun. If you put it on this wazn, you're going to make it fa'ilun. Fa'ilun. Thalithun. Thalithun. Okay, the number 4. Arba'un. We're going to say what? On this wazn, we're going to say Ra, I'm sorry, Ra Bi'un. Okay, the number Khams. Khamsun, right? We're going to say what? Kha Mi Sun. And like this, okay? So, that's the first thing concerning these numbers, that the word for first is awwalu. It is not according to the pattern, the first number, awwal. Awwalun. Okay, it's not according to the pattern. But the rest of the numbers are according to the pattern. The word for first is awwalu. Ordinal numbers from 2 to 10, the rest of them, after the number, the first one, are formed on the pattern of fa'ilun. Thalithun, Rabi'un, Khamisun, Sadisun, Sabi'un, Thaminun, Tasi'un, Ashirun. Okay, so you take the number and put it on the wazn of Fa'ilun. The first letter takes Fatha, Alif, the second letter takes Kasra, and so on, like this. The only thing that you need to pay attention to is that the first, is awwal, it's not on the pattern. The second thing is the number 2, which should be originally ithnan, it should be originally thaniyun. It should be originally thaniyun. But this word, like ghalin, Right? The last letter of it is deleted. So this ya is deleted. Right? And the tanween, the ya and its vowel is deleted, but the tanween is placed over to the letter before the ya. So it becomes thanin. If it has alif lam, then it will be athani. Athani. Same thing like ghalin. If it has alif lam, you say al-ghali. But without alif lam, it takes tanween kasra. It's not majroor, it's marfoor, but it takes tanween kasra. So this word, thanin, also you have to pay attention to. Thanin or athani is irregular. As far as the rest of them, they are ordinary. Thalithun, rabi'un, khamisun, and so on. So that's the ordinal numbers. Any question about the ordinal numbers? They're on the pattern of fa'il. Except that the first one, al-awwal, it doesn't follow the pattern. And the second one, al-thani, if it does not have alif lam, the ya is deleted. And you say, thanin. Okay? Thanin. Any question about the ordinal numbers? Okay, we'll have some exercise with it. But the main thing is you have to know it's on the wazn of fa'il. That's all you have to know. Fa'il. Rabi'un, khamisun, sadisun, sabi'un. Fa'il. Number six. 6 point. Alaysa kathalik. Isn't it so? Is it not so? This is a question in negative form. Okay? Question in negation. If somebody asks you, are you not a Christian? Are you not a Christian? Is that true or not true? It's true, right? You are not a Christian. So don't say na'am to a negative question. That means na'am is a form of negation with affirmation. But rather, whenever somebody asks you a question in the negative, you want to say, if you want to negate it, you will say na'am. If you want to agree with it. If you don't want to agree with it, then you say bala. So in this question here, alaysa kadhalik, isn't it so? If a student is asked, anta talibun, alaysa kadhalik, the answer is, anta talibun, alaysa kadhalik, the answer is bala. We'll learn more about bala in lesson 6. Okay, what I want to say here is that, if somebody said to you, you are a student, right? And they said, anta talibun, you are a student. Alaysa kadhalik, is it not so? Is it not so? If you want to agree that it is not so, you are not a student, say na'am. But if you want to say, you don't want to agree it's not so, you want to say you are a student, then you say bala. If somebody asks you, are you a student? You say na'am. But if they say, are you not a student? Don't say na'am. You say bala. You see, there's a question in the affirmative and there's a question in the negative. Yeah. Somebody said to you, are you a student? Na'am. I am a student. Are you not a student? Don't say na'am. Bala. Say bala. I am a student. Are you not a student? Bala. I am a student. Yes. But if you say na'am, then you are saying I am not a student. Because na'am is affirmation in a positive question. In a negative question, na'am is the opposite. So in a negative question, if you want to affirm, you say bala. Otherwise, if they say are you not, and you say na'am, then that means you are not. Na'am, I am not. But if you want to say I am, then you don't say na'am, I am not. You say na'am, you say bala, I am. I am a student. Okay, this expression will be discussed later in detail with some exercises and explanation. But it came in this lesson, so they just put it here just so you can understand what is the meaning of bala and why is it used in this way. Okay, if somebody asks you a question in the positive sense, are you a student? You can say na'am, like we have been saying. But if they say, are you not a student? And you are a student, then you say bala. Taib, after this, point number seven. Ayyuhuma, which of the two? For example, فَالْفَصْلِ طَالِبَان من فرنسا. In the classroom, there are two students from France. أيهما, which of the two of them is your brother? أخوك. أيهما أخوك, which of the two of them is your brother? There are two students from France in the class. Which of them, the two of them, أيهما is your brother? Okay, what we're saying, what we're talking about here, أيهما is composed of two things. أي, right? أي, this is a question word. Which? هما is a pronoun, the dual pronoun. هما is the dual pronoun, meaning two. The two of them, هما. So if somebody says, أي هما, which of those two, the two of them? They're asking a question, they want you to specify which of the two, of two things, whatever it is. Two students, two books, two houses, two anything. They want you to say which of the two of them it is. Okay, so it's just an expression composed of two parts. Ayu, which is a question word, means which. And huma is the dual pronoun. Third person, dual pronoun. The two of them. They, those two. They two. Now.
Use the meanest word, but ayu,
ayu hum. Ayu hum, which of them? Yes.
Yeah.
But here we're using the dual because it's asking a question about one of two things. Which one of the two of them? But if you said, أيكم, نعم, you can say to a group of men, أيكم المدرس في هذا الفصل. Maybe they were all sitting around socializing. And somebody came in, they don't know who the teacher is. So they said, أيكم, which one of you all is the teacher in this classroom? Okay, yeah, you can use with other pronouns. But here we're just using it with the dual, huma. Okay, which is a question where you're asking to identify which one of two things. Which one is it? When there are two things, and you want to identify which of the two of them it is. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Naam.
How would you apply that answer? You said, like, for example, you said, if you're asking a question, which one of those is your brother, right?
Now,
would you apply?
You can answer it 101 different ways. You can say, you can describe his clothing. You can describe the person. Whatever.
Yeah.
Now, the two, there are two in the classroom. How will you describe it? You say the tall one,
okay, yeah,
the short one,
yeah,
the old one, the young one,
okay,
the handsome one. Whatever. However you want to describe him. Okay, the point here is just, this is an expression that came in the lesson. It's not of major importance. It's just an expression that we didn't have before. He's explaining what it is. Okay, and we are saying that it's composed of two words. AU, which is a question word. It means which. And in this case, we're using the dual muthanna pronoun that refers to two things. Okay? Ayuhuma. And the dual is used for masculine and feminine in the same way. Could be two things that are feminine or two things that are masculine. Still use the same, it doesn't change. Okay, and the last point, which doesn't require anything at all, the two broken plural forms, mafa'ilu and mafa'ilu, like fanadiku and fanajinu, these two broken plural forms that we had previously in book one, are broken plural forms that are referred to by the expression muntaha al-jumu'i. Muntaha al-jumu'i. Meaning the, how will you express this? Yani, in the limit, the furthest limit of plurals. Okay, it's a plural form that does, you don't go beyond it. Okay, it's just an expression that's used for these particular awzan from broken plurals. Not all broken plurals are of this type, okay? This is a certain type of broken plural. This is the expression that's used to refer to it. We had it before, but this expression wasn't used before. So really, he's just now giving us an expression that's used for this type of broken plural. That's all. It's just a name. Just a classification. Like we learned the expression mubtada, khabar, fi'il, fa'il, stuff like this. This is an expression. It's a grammatical expression that refers to a certain type of broken plural. So these are the secondary points in this lesson. 5, 6, 7, and 8. As far as 1, 2, and 3, and 4, we want to go back to them. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Again, I'm going to skip around a little bit. And I'm going to go to point number 2. And point number 3 on page 9. Okay? In order of importance. These are important matters, 2 and 3, that I want to make sure we understand. But they are not as important as the last two points they will take last. They are not as important. Why? Because we already studied them before. Okay? In the first lesson, we studied inna, right? And in the second lesson, we studied la'alla. And we studied what? Huh? No, besides laysa. We didn't have any other akhawatu inna. We had laysa? Okay, in the first lesson, then we had inna and we had la'alla, right? Okay, so now here, we said that when we studied inna, we said the inna has akhawat, right? They act the same way. So from the akhawatu inna, alakinna and ka'inna. Okay? And point number 2 and point number 3, lakinna and ka'inna. These are from the akhawatu inna. Okay, they're from akhawatu inna, meaning what? That they act the same way as inna. How does inna act? We said that al-mudarrisu qadimun. That's a mubtada and khabar, right? But when inna comes upon it, it makes the mubtada mansoob. And the khabar remains the same, right? So the same thing here with lakinna. Lakinna. And with ka'anna. Lakinna and ka'anna act the same way, meaning they make the mubtada mansoob and the khabar marfoon. Same thing. So whatever we did with inna, we're going to do the same thing with lakinna and ka'anna. Okay, let's see. We're on page 9, right? Point number 2. Walakinna, but, is one of the sisters. Is one of the sisters of inna. And so acts like inna. For example, Bilalun mujtahidun. Walakinna hamidan kaslanu. Bilal is hardworking, but Hamid is lazy. Huh? Bilalun mujtahidun. Walakinna, but Hamidan kaslanu. Hamidan is mansoob, and the sign that is mansoob is fatha. Why is it mansoob? Because it is what? Ism. In this sentence, it's not ism inna, it's ism. Lakinna. Ism lakinna. Okay? Same like inna, it makes the mubtada. The ism lakinna makes it mansoob. Okay? Again, second sentence. Akhi mutazawijun walakinni azabun. Akhi mutazawijun. My brother is married. Walakinni azabun. But I am a bachelor. What is the difference between lakin in the first sentence and lakin in the second sentence? What is the difference between these two forms of the word?
You have a damir connected
to the second one. What is that damir? The first person, mutakallim, right? Ana, lakinni, bayti, babi, sayyarati, lakinni. But I am azabun, unmarried, single, bachelor. Okay, my brother is married, so don't imagine that because my brother is married, that I'm also married. Yeah, my brother is married, but as for me, I am not married. You got it?
No.
But, it's called istidrak. Istidrak. In Arabic, this lakinna is called
استدراك. استدراك. That means, when you make a statement, and استدراك means that you want to, in case somebody might have thought something else, you want to catch up, you want to add to it something. You want to add to that something. Huh? You want to add something that may have been left out from the original statement. When the person said, my brother is married. And then you know what? You said, you know what? But I want to tell you something else with that. But I am not. Okay? Or somebody said, I'm hungry. Huh? But I don't eat pork. You gotta make the istidrak, right? You gotta say, wait a minute, something else I gotta add to that. That's istidrak. No, you said something, but you left out something. Something important has to be added. So you say, but. Don't go too far with this. I'm hungry, but. But I'm not eating that. Huh? That's istidrak. Something that somebody missed, maybe. So you're catching them and adding to it something to complete it. Huh? Mustadrak, like the Mustadrak of Hakim, right?
Nah.
What did Hakim do? He said Bukhari and Muslim, they collected the Sahih Hadith, but they left out these that should have been in there. So he called his book what? Al-Mustadrak. Mustadrak of Hakim. Tayyib. And the last example he gave, Sayyarati Qadimatun. My car is old, but لَكِنَّهَا قَوِيَّةٌ. Huh? Because the person might imagine the car is old, must be all broken down. He says, oh, but it's قَوِيَّة.
Strong.
It's strong. Huh? You got it? That's istidrak. The person says, car is old, you might say, oh, this car is probably don't even run no more. Say, وَلَكِنَّهَا, but it is قَوِيَّةٌ. Strong. Okay, that's istidrak. Going on, point number three, كَأَنَّ. كَأَنَّ is also one of the sisters of إِنَّ. And so the noun following it is mansub. The ism, كَأَنَّ, just like the ism إِنَّ, and the ism لَكِنَّ, the ism of كَأَنَّ is mansub. كَأَنَّ means it looks as if. It is as though. It appears like. Huh? كأن. For example, كأن الإمام مريض. It looks as if the Imam is sick. It is as though he is sick. It appears as though he is sick. كأن الإمام مريض. الإمام, which originally before كأن was the مبتدا, right? الإمام مريض. Huh? الإمام مريض. But when you use كأن, الإمام, the مبتدا becomes اسم كأن, it becomes منسوب, like اسم إن. كأن الإمام مريض. It looks as if the Imam is sick. Second example, من هذه الفتاة? Who is this young girl? كأنها أختك. It looks as if she is your sister. It appears as though she is your sister. كأنّ. كأنّ. It is as though she is your sister. It looks as if she is your sister. Third example. Here though, in the second example, notice that the ism كأنّ is a dhamir, right? The ism كأنّ is a dhamir. So we don't see it becoming mansub because the dhamirs are mabniun, they don't change. So we don't see it being mansub, but it is in mahal nasb. It is in the place where it should be mansub. But it's a dhamir. So we don't see the fatah that comes from it being the ism ka'anna. It's already with fatahs. Mabniun ala fatah. Third example. Ka'anna hadhihi sayyarata lahu. It looks as if this car belongs to him. It is as though. It appears like this car belongs to him. كَأَنَّ هَذِهِ السَّيَّارَةَ لَهُ. Notice, the ism كَأَنَّ is what? What is the ism كَأَنَّ? Which word is ism كَأَنَّ in this sentence? سَيَّارَة.
هذه سيارة is بدل. Remember, whenever we have a noun that has alif lam and it's connected to an ism ishara, هذا وهذه وذلك وتلك هؤلاء أولئك, connected to ism ishara, that's بدل. The ism كأن is هذه, which is a ism ishara. Ism ishara, it doesn't change, right? But the بدل for it has to take on the same ruling as the ism ka'anna. In this case, that is بدل for. That's why a sayara takes fatah, because it's بدل. It is exchanged, it can be exchanged for the ism ishara that is connected to. Now we have an ism ishara, and the noun after it has alif lam. That's بدل. That's بدل. Meaning they can take each other's place. ka'anna هذه السيارة. Or you can leave out هذه, right, and say كأن السيارة. Or you can leave out السيارة and say كأن هذه, point to it. That's what بدل means. You can exchange one for the other. You can use either one of them. If you use both of them together, it gives a more complete meaning. But you can exchange one for the other. كأن هذه السيارة له. Last example. كأنك من الهندي. كأنك من الهندي. Where's the اسم كأن? Where's the اسم كأن? The calf. The damir calf. كأنك أنت. He's talking to a man, to a male, right? He's saying كأن أنت. But you don't say كأن أنت. You say what? كأنك. Like كتابك. Not كتاب أنت. كتابك. كأنك من الهندي. You seem to be from India. It is as though, it looks as though you are from India. Now I will say here before we go on, this is the end of what is mentioned here. The meaning that has been given here for كأنّ is التشبيح. Okay, the meaning of كأنّ here is التشبيح. تشبيح. التشبيح. التشبيه means resemblance. Something resembles something or looks like or appears, huh? Like this. It appears as though, it looks like, it is as though. Resemblance, it resembles. التشبيه from شبه يشبه. تشبيه means something resembles something. Alright? But there's another meaning for كأن, and that is الظن. 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 And الظن means to think, but not be sure. Huh? It means what? To think, but not be sure. Like you say to somebody, أظنه, I think he is a Muslim. أظنه مسلم. أظنه مسلما. I think he's a Muslim. You ever saw somebody that plays, you say, I think he's a Muslim. But he's kind of undercover a little bit, right? Huh? You know about that, right? I think he's a Muslim. I was in the bank the other day. I think he's a Muslim. Because he did something or said something or something you saw, right? But you're not sure? That's also ka'anna. You can use ka'anna for this. Avan. Naam. I went to the bank the other day. And this man, the worker that was behind the table, كأنه أظنه, I think.
Can that
mean
that
I
like you say I think.
I what?
I think.
Oh, فكر يفك.
So I think that.
فكر فكر. Yeah, ظن is something you're not sure about. You're not certain.
But I mean, there are such words.
Yeah, but I think. It's similar, but not. It doesn't always overlap. Sometimes it's different. Yeah, to think about something also means fakkara, means to think about, to contemplate.
Yeah.
But here, it means, the meaning that we're using for is you're not sure about something.
Right.
You're not sure. Okay, this is one of the meanings of ka'anna. Yeah, It's from tashbih, means from, it's from the verb, التشبيه is from the verb شبه, with شده in the middle. شبه يشبه. نعم. تشبيه. Alright? نعم. Alright, so these two points, alhamdulillah, are relatively simple, right? Because the rules concerning them are the same rules concerning inna that we covered previously. Same rules. It makes the mubtada, which now becomes ism inna, ism lakinna, ism ka'anna, it makes it mansoob, and the khabar remains marfoon. That's all it is to it. Really, it's just a matter of knowing what does lakinna mean, but what does ka'anna mean? It is as though it appears, it looks like, or it can, it could also mean I think. Something I think it is, but I'm not sure. Now, and then what remains is point number one and point number four. And inshallah, these points, I will ask you to do the exercises related to them as much as you can before the next class. Okay, but we will talk about them now, and then inshallah, you try to do the exercises as best you can, and in the next class we'll go over the exercises orally. Okay, point number one, lesson number three in the key, page number eight. Here we are talking about af'alu at-tafdil. Af'alu at-tafdil. Who knows what is af'al at-tafdil? At-tafdil, naam. Af'alu. أفعل التفضيل. التفضيل. What is أفعل التفضيل? Okay, this is used for comparative, and it is also used for superlative forms of the adjective, okay? It's used for comparative, it's used for superlative. What do we mean by comparative? What do we mean by superlative? We mean comparative, yes? Comparing something to something else. Like you say, the house is big, right? And the other one is bigger. Comparing them, bigger. Okay, the superlative, you mean biggest. This house is big. This one is bigger than it in comparison.
Right.
Superlative means it is the highest form. It is the biggest. It is the greatest. It is Allahu Akbaru Af'alu. Allah is the greatest. Naam. So there's something which is big. There's something that's bigger than it, and then there's something that is the biggest, or something is small. This one, in comparison, it is smaller than it. Or, in the superlative form of the adjective, we say it is the smallest of all. Okay? This one is rich, and this one is richer than him. But this one, he is the richest. Wa alaykum salam. He's the richest in this town anyway. But there's somebody richer than him. Al-Ghani, Al-Ali, Al-Azim, Rabb Al-Alameen. Huh? Sah wa la la?
Sah.
Tayyib. Okay, let's see what it says here. It says comparative. In this lesson we will learn the following. Comparative and superlative degrees of the adjective. Two of them, superlative and comparative. And both of them are referred to by the same title, أَفْعَلُ التَّفْدِيلُ. Adjectives in the comparative degree are on the pattern of أَفْعَلُ, like أَجْمَلُ, more beautiful, أَحْسَنُ, better, أَصْغَرُ, smaller, أَقْدَمُ, from قَدِيم, older, and so on. As we have already learned, words on this pattern are diptotes. That is, they are what? Mamnu' min al-sarf. Words on this pattern. Remember when we had words that are mamnu' min al-sarf?
No.
Huh? We had words that are mamnu' min al-sarf? from one of the patterns of Mamnu min al-Sarf, a word that on the pattern of Af'alu. Huh? Naam. Naam. No. Let me just write it more clear. I wrote a word here that's not clear for the sisters. At-tashbih. It's like this. At-tashbih. Alif Lam Ta Shadd Fatta Sheen Tash B Ba Kasra Ya Sukoon Ha. Okay, spelled Alif Lam Ta with Shadd Fatta Sheen with Sukoon Ba Kasra Ya with Sukoon and Ha. In this case with Dhamma, right? At-tashbih. At-tashbih. Who? Fayyib? Tashbih. Naam. Okay. Back. We have learned words on this patterns are diptotes and so have no tanween. Words that are mamnu min al-sarf, they don't take tanween, right? There's two things that we said about words that are mamnu min al-sarf. They don't take tanween and also... And what else? They don't take kasra. They don't take kasra. If they're majroor, it doesn't take kasra. It takes what? Fatha. Jayid. Ahsant. That's what I like to hear. Tayyib. Alright, so these two things we know about Mamnu min al-Sarf. They do not take tanween and they don't take kasra. So here, he's saying what? They don't take tanween. So all of these, comparative and superlative degree, they should not have tanween. They should have a single vowel, right? Like asgharu, akbaru, and so on. Okay. Also, af'alu, if it is followed by min. Af'alu, if it is followed by min. The min here means then. Okay, so you say what? Akbaru. Akbaru min. Min. That means bigger than. Asgharu min means smaller than.
When we do comparative.
When you do comparative, use min. Use min. Okay, when you use for the comparative form, comparative, we're going to use min. Asgharu min. Smaller than. So what is smaller than that one? Bigger than. Richer than. So on. Okay, for example, Hamidun. Atwalu min. Atwalu min Bilalin. Hamid is taller than Bilal. Tayyib. Af'alu is the same for masculine, feminine, singular and plural. The form remains the same. No matter if it's masculine or feminine. No matter if it's singular or plural. It remains the same. You have masculine, singular. Masculine, plural. You still use af'alu. Feminine, singular. Feminine plural is still af'alu. It doesn't matter if it's masculine or feminine. It doesn't matter if it's singular or plural. For example, Bilalun, that's singular masculine, right? Atwalu min aminata. Aminatu, that's feminine singular. Atwalu min Bilalin. Both of them we use atwalu. Al-abna'u, that's masculine plural. Atwalu min al-banati. Or al-banatu, that's feminine plural, atwalu min al-abna'i. So it doesn't matter if it's masculine, singular like Bilal, feminine singular like Amina, masculine plural like al-abna'u, or feminine plural like al-banat. For all of them, you're going to use this adjective, which has one form, af'alu. Clear? Note the following examples, wherein min is followed by a pronoun. But if you're using min for the comparative form, right? Atwalu min al-bint, al-ibn, al-mudarris, or whatever. What if you don't have a regular noun, zahir, but rather you have a pronoun? So the pronoun will be in the connected form. Use the pronoun in the connected form. For example, min is followed by a pronoun. Anta ahsanu min ana? Min ana? No. Minni. Okay, use the connective form of the pronoun. Tayyib, inshallah. We have ran out of time. MashaAllah, the mother is getting early. So what do we do? You know, I think you got the idea. The minor points in the lesson, alhamdulillah, we covered completely. And what I would hope is that everybody will review the previous lessons, 1 and 2 especially, review them carefully, and take a little bit of time to do that, and then concentrate on this lesson. Finish reading the key, and start doing the exercises, inshallah. Try to do the exercise as best you can. The main thing, as far as the af'alu tafdeel, I mean, we have covered it, the main part of it, okay? It's just that the only thing that we didn't talk about is when you use the superlative form, instead of using min, it's going to be a pronoun that's going to be singular, connected to it in idafa. Okay? You'll say what? You'll say akbaru talibin. Or you'll say asgaru baitin. Singular, majroor, because in idafa with it. Okay, that means the biggest student, the smallest house, and so on. Okay, when you use the superlative form, we're not going to use min, but rather there's going to be a noun after it, and that noun is going to be singular, and it's going to be majroor in idafa. Okay, and that's basically it, really. As far as the numbers, I don't want to talk about it now because it's quite a bit much, but the only thing I would say is that when you read the key concerning the numbers, there are 4 points. Okay, one of them is dealing with the number 20, which is very simple. Number 20, it remains in the same form whether the ma'adud is masculine or feminine. And the number 20 also, the ma'adud is going to be singular mansub. Okay? Like 100 and 1,000, alf and mia, the ma'adud, it doesn't matter if the ma'adud is masculine or feminine, right? Mia and alf remain the same. Same thing with ishrun. It remains the same, whether it's masculine or feminine ma'adud. But with mia and alf, the ma'adud is going to be singular majroor. But here with ishrin, it's going to be singular mansub. Okay, pay attention to that, otherwise it's simple. The other thing is that the numbers 11 and 12... The numbers from 11 to 19 are murakkab. That means they're composed of two parts. The first part of the number and the second part of the number. For 11 and 12, the first and second part are going to be in agreement with the ma'adud. If the ma'adud is masculine, the number, first and second part of it is going to be masculine. If the ma'adud is feminine, the first and second part is going to be feminine. That's how it is for 11 and 12. The number is going to be in agreement with the ma'adud. First and second part. As far as 13 to 19, no. The first part is going to be opposite of the ma'adud, and the second part is going to be the same as it. So if you have a ma'adud, the thing that you're counting, which is masculine, the first part of the two-part number, the first part is going to be feminine. And the second part, connected to the ma'adud, is going to be masculine like it. If the thing you're counting is feminine, the first part is going to be opposite, masculine. And the second part is going to be the same as it is feminine. That's what you got to know. And the last point that it's going to cover in the notes is that the murakkab numbers, there are two numbers together. Those two numbers are mabniyun, ala fatta. Not like the other numbers that we said before, the number, if it's following a preposition, it will be majroor. If it's the object of the verb, it will be mansub. If it's the subject of the sentence, the mubtada, it will be marfu'un. The numbers, the ending of it will change depending on its function in the sentence. If it's going to take dhamma, kasra, fatta. But these numbers are mabniun, meaning they don't change. So here, with these numbers, the good thing about them, khalas, you don't have to worry about, is it the object of the sentence? I mean, is it the subject? Is it the object of a preposition? The object of the verb? It doesn't matter. These numbers are mabniun, they remain the same, except one of those numbers, that is ithnan. The first part of the murakkab numbers, if it's 12, then that number, the first part of the number, ithnan or ithnatan, masculine or feminine, depending on which it is, it's not mabniun. It can change. If it's after a preposition or after a verb, it can change. But we'll talk about that later. But the most important thing is that the number is basically a mabniun. So that means the vowels on them don't change, no matter how it's used in the sentence. The second thing is that the numbers from 13 to 19... The first part of the number is opposite of the ma'adud, and the second part is the same as it. Okay, that's what you really need to know. So when you read the key, just try to focus on those points. Okay, there are 4 points. One related to 20. One related to them being mabniyun. And the other two is related to how 11 and 12 works and how 13 to 19 works. 11 and 12, both parts of the numbers are in agreement with the ma'dud. 13 to 19, the first part is opposite, the second part is in agreement. Read those numbers carefully and try to do some of the exercises on your own. And inshallah, in the class next week, we'll discuss the numbers in detail, and then we'll read the text and we'll do some of the exercises, whatever we can do during the class. But if you do them on your own, it will make it easier for us to get through them quickly in the class. Now.
So 11 doesn't change like how 12 does, right?
11 doesn't change, no. Only 12. The first part of the number 12 changes, the second part of it doesn't change. Okay? But you'll see the notes on that, inshallah, when you read the key and read the footnotes. And actually, these numbers, in the beginning, when you first start using them, they're a little bit complicated until you get the rule stuck in your head. Then, really, since they're mabniun, other than the number 12, the numbers are mabniun, so they're easier than anything else because you don't have to worry about the vowels changing, different places in the sentence, how it's used. You don't have to worry about them changing because they remain the same. Just a matter of remembering that 13 to 19, the first number, is opposite the ma'adud. And the second one is in agreement with it, normal. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك. Please do some homework.